Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific on bbsradio.com and visit thedrpatshow.com. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific on bbsradio.com and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I absolutely love the show that I do on Wednesday nights. You know, people say to me, are you out of your crazy mind? You're already on air like 12, 13 hours of live radio a week, and now you do this Wednesday show, complete hour, no breaks, no commercials, and you give it all you've got. Why not? Why not give it all we have? That's what today's show is about. Boy, do we have a show for you. I am so thrilled, jazzed, totally freaking out. Dr. Lillian Eden joining us here today. You are going to be invited to a full hour of talk radio right here with me, your host, Dr. Pat Basile. And we are on the Dr. Pat Show. We are going to blow the doors off of conversations around spirituality, around metaphysics, around living life full out. Now, let me give you just a little information about Dr. Lillian, because honestly, her story is going to be revealed throughout the show today. But she is someone that has this unusually gifted psychic story. And so that's all I'm going to say. Dr. Lillian, thank you and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, thank you so much, and you work too hard.
You think I do?
But you seem to be enjoying it, so then it's not work, is it?
You know, I don't see radio as work.
No.
I really don't. I mean, there's a lot of other things we do, and you know this. I mean, you just didn't show up here today.
No,
Bobby Baxter scheduled this. We put you into, as I said before, 13 hours of live radio, another 20 hours of my shows that get picked up on affiliate stations. I mean, this happens by people that are outstanding in what they do, believe in a greater cause, a greater good for the people on this planet, and step up to the plate and do it magically. I know you have people like that surrounding you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it hasn't always been, but then that's the learning curve, you see. And I think that once you set your mind to helping others, once you understand what your life is for, why you were brought here, regardless of religion now, I'm just talking about within yourself, what inspires you, and you set that forth in motion, it's unbelievable the support that you'll gain back as a result. And I'll tell you, it hasn't always been, like I said, and it's been, you know, I wouldn't do anything differently, and it was a part of, you know, the growing experience. But when it all does gel and when it all comes together, and when you reach out to people, and it's, again, saying it the way I'm saying it, but just doing what inspires you, and you're helping others, you know, if it's one way or more than one way, honestly, the support will be there. And again, for myself, like yourself, it's, for me, it doesn't seem like work. You know, I get the same thing. Oh, when are you going on holiday? Well, what holiday? You know, what do you mean by holiday? This is fabulous. This is, you know, and to do what you love.
It doesn't
get
any better. It doesn't get any better. And, you know, and I get to do this fun show. This hour of radio that I do, and I want to invite and welcome all of the listeners, because I know you're out there. during this hour, I want to tell you this, Dr. Lillian, we get calls from all over the world. We get calls. Last week, we had a call from Costa Rica. We had a call from England. We had a call from Columbus, Ohio. I mean, people are plugging in to listen to an uncensored, powerful message that invites them to take a look at their lives and live life full out. And I know you have done that. And I want to start this by just letting people know we're going to be opening up the phone lines tonight. It's not going to just be Dr. Lillian and I chit-chatting back and forth. You're going to get an opportunity to connect with her directly. Before we do that, and there's the telephone line, Jeannie, that came in. So who knows what this is going to sound like. Probably get Seth and Don on the phone here in a minute, but there they go. They fixed it. And this happens when you have vibrations of this level. It just goes crazy.
It's not the first time, so let's see. Maybe we should have more fun with this. This is interesting, but nonetheless, I can hear you if you can hear me.
I can hear you, but I'm sounding like I'm coming from another planet. But I'm sure they will fix it in a minute. And I think you're going to have to do most of the talking, Dr. Lillian. I mean, this is probably what's going to happen here. And let's start by having you answer this question. You know, I've just briefly introduced you. And, you know, I know you have your own radio show. I know there are a lot of other things that you do. You connect with people. You're a counselor. You connect with folks and do readings. But the question is this. You know, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you, Lillian Eden, have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Okay. How many words or less? I guess what I want to say is I'm no different than anyone else.
Mm.
The gifts that I've honed, again, I've tried sort of to, how can I put this? Everybody has their gifts, but everyone also can tune in. And I hate that word psychic already, but there's no other real good word to use, maybe intuitive, maybe sensitive. And along the way, you know, people have asked me, so, well, what comes first? Is it your life experience that has made you this sensitive, or the other way around? And I have to tell you, because we all are capable of it, I want to say it's the life and my experiences and just really diving in deeper within myself and trying to really, the first step is trying to understand yourself and question things on a rational level. But then I knew that there was more due to my dreams, if you will, premonitions. Everyone dreams, you know, and if you know, some people cue into theirs and have noticed that it's helped them. And you know, thank God for media today, such as yourself. We're speaking about certain topics that maybe we couldn't have done 10, 15 years ago. But just a lot of more people are keeping dream journals, and they're saying to me, my goodness, it's helping me, you know. And so what I really want to say is, you know, with my life experiences, I've really trusted it. I've trusted what I've received. I've done a lot of studies and, again, a lot of practice to know that that is the case, that, yes, we are being guided by, you know, whatever people want to call it. And, again, it's a sensitive topic because people believe what they believe, and it's not to negate that. It's actually to add. It's actually to add more spice to your life to say, hey, you're human, yet you have these amazing abilities that you can utilize as well. And that's part of the reason why I have these development type courses or workshops that I offer, because Dr. Pat, I want to take the foo-foo out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the biggest obstacles that I've had in my time. First of all, slipping with what I see, and then, you know, what do they say? Impression versus expression. So I've had to learn not to say everything that I'm receiving, you know, growing up. But as I get older, it's basically, you know, just having them also experience this through certain exercises. Some have been taken from other people, and some have been my own. And it's been really, really great. And, you know, by the end of it, they'll turn to me and say, oh, my God, I could do some of this. I could do this. And I'm like, yes, how exciting is this? You know, if we can utilize the innate talents that we have, the innate ability is what I want to say. And so it's really, it's been a sore point yet it's been really, really liberating to share even, you know, the background, the exercises, just have people practice it and come out of it thinking, oh, my goodness, I could utilize this in any area of my life. And I say to them, yes, I mean, why not rely on yourselves? And again, it's not that I mind helping others in a sense of reading. I enjoy counseling as well, but actually reading for them. But how thrilling is it, honestly, when people are empowered?
Well, it just doesn't get any better. You know, it doesn't get any better. And so, you know, what we're talking about here is stepping out, blowing ourselves out of the gate.
All right, we're back, everyone. I bet you thought we went to another galaxy, another dimension, that we went to some place. Oh, look, it's happening again. And you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just part of what, you know, Dr. Lillian and I are bringing to the table here today.
A lot of energy. There's a lot of energy tonight.
A lot of energy tonight. We want to make sure everybody out there can join us. If you want to join us and you want to call in and you want to connect, give us a shout. 877-876-5227. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this show. So, Dr. Lillian, why don't you just talk?
Okay, well, call in. I'm free to for anything and all. It's interesting because today I had a lot of signs, and it was just have fun. So I guess this is... you know, the universal way, the spirit's way of saying have fun and laugh at things. It's not always that perfect, but mm-hmm. that's okay. Well, hopefully we'll hear from a few people that call in, and we're ready.
Yeah, let me give out that number, 877-876-5227. And I think they're trying to make it happen here, so we'll give it the best. 877-876-5227. We're getting better as we speak. You know, it's almost like we have Lynn McTaggart on the line, and she's saying, hey, dude, remember the power of intention. 877-876-5227. Give us a shout. You know, Dr. Lillian, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions as we're waiting for people to call in to get a reading and connect with you personally. You know, there's many things you've done. What can you say about your life that sets you apart? Something unexpected, something you may not have believed in, but here you are helping countless people. What about your life are you jazzed about?
Can I tell you, I'm still jazzed. I hope that'll never, ever, ever leave me, because the day that'll leave me, I'm working with ego, and that's not me.
Mm.
And every single day, honest to God, I am just, I'm elated. I don't know how many times I've promised spirit world, you know, I'll quit the bad habits of mine. Just help me out with this reading. And somehow, you know, it goes through. And I think that it's healthy. And I know it is healthy because it's the compassion that I have. It's the willingness of treating others the way I would want to have, you know, want to be treated, and knowing that in my life I've had mentors that have helped me, and I've really appreciated them being there as well. I turn over and I want to do the same for others. So With that, what gets me jazzed, to answer your question, is just to know that, oh, I'm going to make a difference. And there are times when it's, you know, I'm on the off day or I'm not feeling well or whatever and I have to postpone, but that's okay because that's meant to be as well, and then, you know, I get back to them. But what gets me jazzed is knowing that I'm not alone, we're not alone, we're receiving guidance all the time with whatever you believe in. I know that there's a power source out there that is fantastic and ready to help. And it's just a matter of you getting out of your own way. I'm sure you probably know what I mean by that.
I do know what you mean by that because, you know, I've been in my own way. And so I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get folks to call in here. We're going to give it a shout. So give us a shout, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. We're taking your calls. We're going to connect you directly with my very, very special guest today, joining us today on the show, and Dr. Lillian Eden's joining us here. So we'll take your call. She's going to do readings with you right on air. You know, one of the events that you do, Dr. Lillian, is called You're Naturally Into It, Secrets Behind Success, Health, Energy Levels, and Emotional Freedom. And I wanted to talk with you about those secrets for a minute because I think that we have gotten into this using this term secrets. When we're talking about energies, we're talking about skills and abilities that have been with humanity for a very long time.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about how we can help our listeners today not only plug into that energy, but, you know, have success, have wealth, have health beyond their wildest imaginations, because that's what you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the first thing is get out of your own way. Putting forth, and I'm sure, you know, it's a secret, but it's not really a secret, and we're not talking about the media and movie, but just the term, secrets. And I think it's just captivating to use that word, and people tune in and go, oh, what is it? Basically, it's not. Like you just said, we use it all the time. From it doesn't matter what area either you work in, let's just talk about that, and let's just talk about successful people. What do they use? You know, I know that with myself and others that I've spoken with, it's quieting yourself. It's not making decisions when you're upset or angry or fear. Fear is a real big one. Fear can really paralyze you. And if you don't get out of your way and you don't trust in the process, now someone will say to me, well, I have, you know, 5 children and, and I'm you know, stuck with payment. And okay, well, there are different things that I will discuss, you know, at those times. However, because we're, you know, looking at our time frame now, but basically, well, it's not really basic, but it is, it's me introducing the power of stillness is one thing. The power of stillness, and what do I mean by that? And you don't need to know exactly how to you know, meditate like the monks, or just to quiet your mind. Because what happens, and as you know and I know, I haven't seen as many depressed people as I've seen and today, okay? What happens is your mind is racing. Everyone is meant to go faster and faster and faster. We have, thank goodness, we have, you know, internet. We have amazing, amazing technology these days. But it's not even so much that. It's people now getting lost in the speeding up of everything that's going on around them and trying to keep up still yet, okay? So now I want to say to them is slow down. Just slow down.
You know, there's a story that I love. It's a story that was told to me a while ago, and I always have this image anytime anybody talks about, you know, this topic. And there's an image that I'll never forget. And I don't know if it was like a bad thing that somebody told me this story, because the image always stays there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a story of this little, you know, this little gerbil, this thing running around this wheel. You know,
yeah.
These animals, these little white rats, whatever they are. You know, they have this little play wheel.
Yeah.
And so one day a long time ago, a friend of mine said, you know what we did? We put the little rat, then we took the little rat's food, you know, when we put the food, you know, just far enough over here, and so the rat would run faster and faster and faster and faster and could never catch the food on the little wheel.
Right.
And so the way that that happened was, that, you know, after a while, you know, this little, you know, cute little thing just absolutely collapsed of exhaustion.
Right.
And finally was able to, you know, catch up and land on the food. I mean,
right.
How can we run faster and faster and faster and try to catch something that's so already in front of us? I mean, this is the conversation about wealth. This is the conversation about health.
Exactly. How can we see it if we're in our own way, if we're hurrying up and not seeing what's absolutely in front of us? Because that's what happens.
Well, we're always looking to the future, another time, another place. And if we're not looking at the place that the thing is, how the heck are we ever going to step on it?
Right. Have you ever thought about just looking at or just feeling your energy now, just in the now? And see, I mean, people are going to get frustrated and say, well, my mind then races. Well, okay, let the thoughts come in and just send it out again. But it is amazing, and I'll tell you one thing. I had really what they call ADD. I could not sit still. Are you kidding? And I was told, well, meditate. You'll even get better. Are you kidding? What are you talking about, meditate? What, I have to sit here for how long? Are you kidding? I have a list here. I have to call so and so, and I've got. But you know what? After I was forced to do this, it was in one of the training that I went through, and they said, "Well, do you want to be able to do your work better than you do?" Well, absolutely, I said. Sure. Well, who wouldn't? You know, I want to be the best. And they said, "Well, you're going to have to follow our rules." So I said, "Okay. Well, if I have to." So, okay, here I go. I didn't see the purpose of this. All right, I'll start with 10 minutes of just sitting there and just, let's just say, at first I found it really difficult. But anyway, long story short, I really, really looked forward to the 10, then it came to 20 and a half an hour. I mean, some people are busy, but I'm not, but people are not, people can do this. Everybody can do this. I don't care what your schedule is like. You have at least 15 minutes, at least. At least. And what a difference. Okay, for example, you know how they say breathe, like count to 10, breathe deeply if something should annoy you.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, you see red, right?
Right.
And you're like, oh, my God. And in that moment in time, it's really hard to pull back, right?
Right.
And then they say, okay, breathe. Well, why? Because you get the oxygen in, you know, it calms you down. You're using your lungs the way you should and your stomach and the flow. And all of a sudden, what happens? Okay, or let's say switching gears, you take a shower or a bath. What happens after that? You feel a little bit tired right after that, okay? And then your energy is refreshed, okay? We're not even talking about auras now or anything like that, but just getting to my point is just calming yourself. People say, well, I still didn't get the answer. Well, you put it out there, and this everybody should know. At this point, anyway, we've all heard it. You know when you want something. Oh, I got another one for you really quickly. I'm inspired to say this. And I said this to someone, a good friend of mine. She's in Hollywood. Always just go, 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 go. And I said, okay, if you can just do one thing for me. And she's always worried and always concerned and always anxious. When's the next part coming in? Okay. I say to her, look, everything that you've ever desired and really wanted with full intensity, with your heart and soul, did it not come to be? Did it not come to pass?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah,
now,
there's no question about that in my mind. I was just talking with someone about that today.
Right. Right, right? So,
right.
And then I said, okay, now this worrying thing. Now, tomorrow, now you have, of course, and there is another horizon. We're creative. We're always changing. We're human. We're not going to be satisfied, and that's okay. It's okay. So you hit the goal. Now, there's something else that you'd like. Okay, fine. It's going to happen. You put it out there. Just give it time. And I think that that's because we live in a society where we need a pill for this. We need to get this fast. We need everything yesterday. That, you know, it will happen, but we have to really keep in mind just that little thing of, yes, everything that I've wanted. And so I can hear someone saying, well, it hasn't happened yet, and I've been waiting a long time. I don't know if it's a caller going to call in, but it will. There's a time and place, and it's just called patience, and that's what we have to trust. It's a big word, isn't it?
Well, it is a big word, but it's also a little action. You know, it may be a very big word, but it really doesn't require a lot. And I know I get beat up every time I say this, and I would invite people to call in.
Yes.
And let us help you get to that place where you not only experience what trust is, but you connect with your divine self. My very special guest here today is Dr. Lillian Eden. We're going to actually take your phone calls. We're going to do readings on air right here on BBS Radio. We're going to help you tap in to that absolutely magnificent person that you are and help you open the door so that you can achieve what you want to achieve in this life. It's a toll-free number. It's 877-876-5227. We're taking your calls right now, 877-876-5227. You know, I wanted to ask you, Dr. Lillian, I mean, many people, if we go to your website, and I want to make sure everybody has your website so they could check you out as well. If we go to your website and we take a look, and it is asklillian.com, asklillian.com, www.asklillian.com, and you go to the website, and we're looking at the work that you're doing. We're looking at this information that you help people provide. And so when we look about the, you know, what it means to sit down with you and have a reading, there are obviously things that you tap into that many of us, you know, have not or have not cultivated the ability to do that. What can we say to our listeners today in terms of your knowledge, your skill, that enables you to see beyond, to enter into that energy field, and to be able to have the knowing that someone like me on a busy day wouldn't have for myself?
Okay, there's a lot of answers mixed up with that one question.
Isn't that a good question?
It is. It's fabulous. Well, what I do, because I've done this for so long, is I detach.
Mm-hmm.
It's due to practice, you just sort of, it's almost like a detachment happens. I don't go into my rational brain. I'm not in my brain. And then a quickening occurs. And it's a vibrational thing, and I know it's happening. I have a calling card, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and mine is from the chest up. I feel like I'm really energized. It's almost like you can run a marathon. And what happens there, but not entirely, you know, it seems like it's racing, but yet I'm detached, so I'm blank. And what happens is then when I'm doing mediumship work is there's a different feeling that comes in. A lot of people like psychic readings because they want to know about their future. There are a handful who request for mediumistic type of work. And there is a preparation involved. I usually prepare about an hour before a reading because you need to let release all my day-to-day things, all
mm-hmm.
my personal stuff, because it's not about me and I'm out of my own way. So there's a ritual that I do due to the fact that I have been in, you know, doing this for a while and you know, honing this, but clearing your mind, and I allow spirit to come in. They come in different ways. The feeling, I am a clairsentient, where that is feeling, whether I'm doing mediumistic work, that's how it comes to me. Spirits come through that way, and I will then sense first, and after that, there's picture forms. I will see and I will hear, okay? So there's clairvoyancy and there's clairaudience. Sometimes the smell comes in, but I'm very, very, the way they come to me and the way I've been working with the spirit world is primarily through sensing and then seeing. And that's mediumistically. Psychically, occasionally spirits will show me things, but it's primarily letting go, and the information that I receive is almost like through your mind's eye. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, I do know.
Okay, so here you go. It's almost like when you're doing a show or you're creating or you're in the flow. It's almost like time flies.
Yes,
okay.
It does. I mean, there is no sense of time.
Absolutely. Well, that's kind of sort of what happens, and I'm in it, but then I don't rationalize it, because if I were to rationalize some
mm-hmm.
of the information I'm getting, especially if it's in front of people, because, you know, they'll look a certain way, and I don't judge people by how they look, because that's not reading a person, okay? But something will come in, and I'll say, okay, and I'll send it out to the to the person that I'm reading for. And it makes sense to them, but I would never have thought that this person owns a worm farm. There's no way, right? So, and what's really important, I have to say this. A lot of people get psychic amnesia, and what that means is when I'm doing a reading, people, because they're on the spot, some people, you know, I try to be careful with what I say, especially if, let's say, we're doing this on air, because some people really want their private lives private. So a lot of people will say, no, 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 you know. And I've seen that, I've heard that, and then they've come back to me and say, oh, by the way, I've been meaning to tell you, but I couldn't really say yes in front of everybody. So that's happened as well. But sometimes they really don't remember. You know, sometimes they don't understand some of the information, but then that's when I say write it down, you know. And also when people receive readings, it's almost like I have to teach them how to receive a reading. Because then they'll say nothing. And for me, it's like we can both go to coffee. If you're not responding, then what happens with me is then you're shutting down. Keep an open mind, really important. Just let it come through what you receive and respond. Yes, no, or maybe. So we're keeping the rapport going.
Absolutely, and we've got a caller because we obviously have connected with one of our listeners, and I want to bring them on and introduce them to you. Who do we have joining us today?
Hi, my name is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pasadena, California.
Well, welcome to the show. I want to introduce you to Dr. Lillian, have you connect, and tell us what's on your mind tonight.
I have a question. As far as finances, is it improving anytime soon?
You know, I can't quite hear, so you're going to have to...
Try to say it a little bit louder for us, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, my concern right now is my finances.
Finances. Yeah, that's like on everybody's mind.
Oh,
it's a good one.
Yeah, and it's been a while for you, but let me tell you, there's some changes that are happening, and it feels like a rug's been pulled underneath you. Starting in the fall time, mm-hmm. there's a change that you're going to have to make. Why are you hesitating?
I'm sorry?
There's a change...
Uh-huh.
Are you thinking about something? And it's almost like there's a couple of options for you. If you don't know that already, there is. But there's something that you're fearing. What is it exactly?
I'm actually going to go back to work after being on disability for 6 months. I had eye surgery, mm-hmm. and I wish I would have found a different job before I went back to work.
Okay, but there's a change in the work. Were you thinking about doing something else? Because
yes.
there's something that you're doing that you've been doing almost like there's like it feels like there have been some thoughts that have entered your head, and you've sort of put them aside because now you're sort of dwelling on what you can't do. But that's not to say that I see a change in the work situation. Has anything come up that you were thinking about recently that has inspired you, but then you sort of shoved it aside?
I just had an interview this week, and I actually was interested in that job, but I've also been growing spiritually in the last 3 months, and
right.
that's something that I really want to
right.
pursue.
Because I see further training for you, which is absolutely fabulous, and you will be helping people just differently than it's almost brand new for you, but you're inspired to go that way, and you've had this downtime, I'm going to say it that way, for a particular reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's Veronica, is it?
Yes.
You are a really good soul. You are a light. And have you thought about helping people? There's a community or a center around you, and
you
there are courses being offered there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I was in. I was kind of thinking about that about last week, just helping kids who maybe foster kids.
Helping children.
Yeah, helping kids, but that was just a thought.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm hearing. Go that route. Go that route, and I'll tell you something right now. You know, your financial situation is not the way I'm seeing it is not a problem. And you're thinking, well, yeah, I'm worried. No, don't worry. You're going to receive help, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really, really good avenue. You're going to be touching a lot of people, and seriously consider it.
Okay.
I hope that helps you.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Veronica. You know, I let me tell you something. Can I say something to you, Veronica?
Yes, of course.
Okay, listen. When you first came on the call, I don't know, I pick up your energy. It's a little low, almost like depressed. Right now, as you're getting ready to hang up, there's a different sound in your voice. There's a different energy. Something has ignited, and I would invite you to get in touch with whatever that was.
Okay.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, because, you know, it's almost like you're like a totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to congratulate you for calling in, for asking for what you want, and being open to take your life to the next level.
Thank you very much for your time.
I'm excited for
you. I'm excited for you. I am, too. Wow. Thank you, Veronica. We have great listeners. I just want to say that.
Wow, absolutely.
They are fabulous.
She's
I want to mention
been through a lot, but let me tell you, she's at the tail end.
Yeah, and you could hear it. You could hear the shift.
Yeah.
And she absolutely deserves a better life. And
it is
already there for her.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? She was being tested for a certain reason. And although it may not have, you know, felt good, but she's being set up for a lot more work and a lot more work in a sense of reaching others, which is fantastic.
Well, let's make sure we give out that phone number again for those of you out there. If you want to connect with Dr. Lillian Eden right here on the Dr. Pat Show, give us a shout. We are taking your calls. Well, I didn't even give that number out. We got somebody popping in, 877-876-5227. Who do we have joining us here tonight?
Hi, this is Leanne in Louisiana. How you doing?
Hey, Leanne in Louisiana. How you hitting them?
How am I hitting them? Out the ballpark.
You got it. Well, let me introduce you to Dr. Lillian here, and let's see what we can help you with.
Okay.
How you doing?
Hello. I've been listening to y'all, and y'all are. I think y'all are awesome.
Go on. And so are you. It takes one to know one.
Well, that's true. I'm pretty awesome myself. We've got Dr. This is the Dr. Pat Show, and we've got Lillian as a guest, right?
You got it.
Okay. Lillian seems to, you've developed some psychic skills. You're a medium. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I guess, have you always had that?
You know, it's funny because I felt different, but I didn't really know what it was. And then I figured, okay, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
There's certain things that happened along the way, okay? Because I figured as children, you don't really talk about dreams with other kids, do you? You know,
right.
You just sort of assume. Now, I assumed anyway. Until I got a little older and I received these impressions. But like I was saying to Dr. Pat, I used to just blurt it out. It's almost like there was no holds bar. I was just blah, 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 blah. And I got in trouble. I mean, and of course, the family that I was raised in, we don't talk about these things.
Right.
Okay, that was just, you know, I saw more wooden spoons than I can count. Although that's the honest truth. We, you know, a very Eastern European kind of family. And I mean, what is she talking about? Where is she coming from? Anyway, I learned to shut down. I learned to shut down, but not shut it down, okay? I knew that was my sanctuary. Oh, I couldn't wait to go to sleep. Not because I didn't like the world or I didn't
uh-huh.
like playing or I didn't like people. I knew that there was so much more without really knowing. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, okay, this is fabulous. And I used it for my own self, okay? And then I got in trouble in the sense in life where if you don't share your skills, you know, with society, what happens? Life sort of throws stuff at you until
Beat
you do.
Up, huh?
Okay? They're like, nope. And I tried everything. Let me tell you, I tried. I said, okay, I'm going to have a husband. I've married twice. A husband. I've got the picket fence. I just need the couple of kids and my dog, and I'm going to do some planting. No. I did that. It was all taken away. Okay? And I thought, okay. What do you want me to do? You know, literally, literally, I left, you know, with not a lot of money, because that's just the way my life went. I married someone who taught me a real good lesson. I would thank him if he were in front of me today, although at the time I really wanted to beat him, because I was angry. You're taking everything from me. Are you kidding? Still denying, you know, that you know, I didn't really know that there were spirits helping me per se. Okay, I wasn't speaking the lingo, the jargon. Uh-huh. I didn't see spirituality. I just knew my day to day. Where am I going to live? I'm on the curbside. Okay? honestly, and it's like, okay, let me get my car. And I'm just driving from one country to another, just figuring it all out because obviously. You know, this obviously wasn't for me. I'm not going to even pretend that it is. I can't even make it work because it's not, you know, it just went against the grain.
You mean the stereotype life?
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
I decided I decided to really hone it. I decided to, you know, I used it for friends. I used it for people that I met, and then they got to know me, and then I was able to say, you know, what I'm about without scaring them off. Because it is. You know, for some people.
Yeah, and I
just sort of developed, and they said, you know what, you should really do this. You should really help people this way. But still yet, okay, that's fine. I thought, oh, I was just lucky I got that one right. You know, I still didn't, it's almost like my rational brain, because I come from a very psychic yet rational family. Do you understand? It's like, I have to live in this, oh, I have
those
to do
those two mix real well.
I got to plan everything out, and then when I do, it all shifts and changes anyway. So I've had to learn to really accept that and go with the flow. I hope I answered some of your questions.
Well, there it is. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, the conversation we're having, because there are so many of us out there that are looking at our lives and, you know, we're kind of wondering, you know, what is the next step for me?
Yeah.
You know, am I going to have the support that I need to take it? You know, am I dreaming big enough? Let me ask you both. Are each of you dreaming big enough? It's a big universe.
It is. It's huge. But then that scares people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have to take baby steps, and that's all you can take. And this is why one of the things that I do teach is how to, not quite your mind necessarily, but I go, it's like an attunement. It's like a guided visualization. And what happens in this visualization, this guided imagery, if you will, I take people on a little journey, but it's very short, and even if you can't even focus for 10 minutes, I mean, this is really simple to do. And people meet up with their spirit guides or whatever they want to call it. So they have a sounding board in the ethers, if you will, okay? Call it imagination, whatever you want to call it. Quiet yourself. There are different CDs out there, and mine's not out yet, but the point being, when you quiet yourself and you ask a question, listen for the answer. Now, you may not get something, you may not hear it, but look at your world around you. A stranger may come up to you and say, blah, 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 something really fast. And it may be relevant to the question that you asked. See, the universe is providing you answers, but it may not always be in, let's say, a meditation form. Okay, so I call it walking meditation, living.